It is time for another edition of the KCHA Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Kay Winkleman.
Yes, Community Conversation number two. First of all, fantastic job with the jazz choir. You're all going to be able to hear them maybe sometime today throughout their stops. But we also have in studio now the Floyd County Medical Center. We've got Patty Duckworth and Mackenzie McNeil. We are going to talk about the swing bed situation. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. I know you got to enjoy the music while you were waiting your turn. Fantastic job they did.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
So anyway, let's switch gears here and talk about the swing bed at Floyd County Medical Center. Patty.
Yes.
Let's talk about the swing bed program.
Sure. A swing bed program is a short-term hospital stay following an inpatient, or also known as an acute stay, and that can either be at Floyd County Medical Center or another healthcare facility. The goal of our swing bed program is to return the patient to their prior level of functioning. Floyd County Medical Center swing bed program helps accomplish that goal by offering a variety of rehabilitation services to meet this very specific needs of each patient. Swing beds are a great resource because some patients need that extra level of care before being able to return home successfully, which is obviously our goal, is to get them back home.
Right. And this is a great alternative. Rather than maybe they have to go to a nursing home for just a bit or whatever, this is a great alternative for those who are able to then recover enough to go home.
Yes, it's great. We take great pride in our swing bed program. We've had many, many success stories getting patient back, like I said, to their prior level of functioning. And sometimes it even exceeds that prior level of functioning after their stay at our facility.
Okay. Talk about what different kinds of patients may use the swing bed.
Sure. A swing bed is ideal for patients who maybe require some additional rehabilitation after an illness or an injury or prolonged hospital stay. Some common medical situations that I can give for an example that would be a benefit from the swing bed program include some of these things. It's not limited to this list, but someone who's just had a surgical procedure, someone maybe who has suffered a stroke, someone who had an infection that now requires a length of IV antibiotics, extensive illness requiring therapy or reconditioning, meaning they've been in bed for quite a while and need that therapy to regain their strength to get back up and going again.
Okay. And talk about the different kinds of rehab services that a patient might have at the hospital.
Yes, the patient's condition usually will determine what additional rehabilitation they may require. We do try to very much individualize that. But a few common services in the swing bed program include speech therapy, physical therapy, nutritional services, diabetic education, occupational therapies. And those are all kind of intermixed to meet the patient's needs and concentrated specifically on what that patient's needs may be at the time. Additionally, your length of stay in the swing bed program is determined by your progression toward your set goals, daily participation in those therapies, and then, of course, you're reevaluated frequently by your physician, the care team, and getting back to getting you home and meeting those goals.
Okay. And I know it varies by patient, but approximately how long might a patient be in the swing bed?
When you first come in, Kay, we go ahead and look at what you've been through, what your needs are. We assess what your baseline was prior to, and that's where we take the pride on individualizing. But normally a short-term rehab could be anywhere from a week to a couple weeks, and once in a while with the IV antibiotics, it could extend out to even 3 or 4 weeks. If it's an antibiotic that you're getting more than once a day and those needs are met, that you couldn't do that at home. So it's pretty individualized, but again, I would say anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks because it is a short-term rehab.
Okay, all right. We're going to switch gears here now. Mackenzie McNeil, let's talk a little bit about, let's just say, for example, something happened to me. Why should I choose Floyd County Medical Center?
Yeah, well, to go off of what Patty just shared, you know, some of our patients can stay as few as a few days, but sometimes it can go up to a few weeks, all depending on each patient's and even yours in your hypothetical situation. The reason why people should consider the swing bed program at FCMC is because it keeps you close to home during that process. So let's assume, you know, maybe on the longer end of your stay, you might have to stay in the swing bed program for 3 weeks or more. That can be really hard for people if they have to be away from home, away from their friends, family, and loved ones. But if you are local here, you can get admitted to our swing bed program if you meet all of our qualifications, which Patty can also touch on in just a moment. And you're able to spend that time recovering in a place that is familiar to you. You know the people caring for you. You know that they care about you as they're caring for you. So the swing bed program is great for so many reasons, but probably, and Patty I'm sure would agree, that the chief reason is you get to receive that extra level of care close to home, surrounded by people that know you, love you, and care for you.
Yeah, and I would agree, having been a patient in the hospital often enough, number one, the rooms are private, which is so important.
Yes, agreed.
And number two, the staff really, really truly cares. I mean, it's individual basis, and they know you. You guys know your patients.
Yes.
Inside and out, and that's so important in getting able to, you know, get enough resources to get home.
Yeah, we really take pride in our facility and all the services it offers, but also bringing you back home and then being in that smaller hometown environment like you guys had just mentioned. It's where you're known, and it's individualized care, and it's just not you're one of many. Each and every patient is very important to us in the community.
Yeah. Mackenzie, if we have a listener who has a loved one right now in a hospital, maybe Rochester, maybe Iowa City, whatever, and is thinking about, okay, my loved one might be ready for swing bed and we'd like to bring them home, what are the steps they need to take?
Yeah, so I'll break down the steps for you, and then of course, Patty, interject if sure. You would like to add anything additional. But the process is actually pretty simple. So again, as you said, Kay, if someone listening feels that they or a loved one would really benefit from FCMC's swing bed program, they can start that referral process today. They don't have to wait. They can contact Patty. Her information is available on our website. You can just go to fcmc.us.com, look for the swing bed program webpage, and all that information is there for you. You, a family member or a social worker at the current facility where you or your loved one may be staying, can initiate that conversation. And then Patty will work with you and your current medical facility to determine your eligibility in the program. And then if you are eligible, FCMC and Patty will assist with your transition and coordinate with your insurance to help hopefully get you started as soon as possible. Patty, is there anything you would like to add?
I've even had some phone calls from some individuals prior to having a surgical procedure or knowing they were going to be hospitalized and just calling and saying, hey, Patty, I'm going to have this done. Are you going to have a bed for me or can I contact you? And I think just that reassurance and just letting them know that just once you get there, you can reach back out or have your social worker there. But I love it that they call, give me the heads up, and then you're on the radar for potentially needing some swing bed services, which is what we want. So it's an awesome program, and we look forward to having any referrals or any questions that we can answer. That's what we want, and that's what we want to bring you back home.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies. We really appreciate your time. The swing bed is obviously a very important asset for patients and also, you know, the community and as well as the hospital. So thank you again, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
It's 8:30 with more Sounds of the Season. Andy Williams coming up.